America did not exist. 4 centuries of work, bloodshed, loneliness, and fear created this land. We built America, and the process made us Americans. A new breed, rooted in all races, stained and tinted with all colors, a seeming ethnic anarchy. Then, in a little time, we became more alike than we were different. A new society. Not great, but fitted by our very faults for greatness. Excuse me, Mr. Twain.
What's that?
Perhaps you recognize those inspiring words from one of America's great writers.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 270, Experiencing the American Adventure. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound as we are guided by Mark Twain and Benjamin Franklin through key moments in American history. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. We're finally getting some spring weather here in Kentucky, and it feels so good. The birds are singing, the flowers are starting to push their way up, and the allergens are in the air. Yeah, it's the start of spring. Even Disney World is starting their Epcot Flower and Garden Festival, which is so awesome if you can ever get down there. For now, though, let's jump back into the memories from our most recent trip and enjoy the indoor attraction out of the heat of the Florida sun. The American Adventure is such an amazing show. As an American, it fills me with pride in how this experiment has come out so far, but also reminds me how far we still have to go. Sadly, the show is beginning to show some of its age, as different characters didn't always come out when they were supposed to or were missing. There was actually one of the ladies missing from the Rosie the Riveter scene. The sound, however, was awesome, and really translates well to my recording. So we're continuing our adventures in Epcot on a beautiful Sunday morning in December of 2021. The sun is warm, the sky is mostly clear. It's that perfect Florida winter's day, even if it's starting to get a little warm in the sun. If you remember from Memory 269, we broke off from our plans as we encountered the Mariachi Cobre sharing their Christmas story and now have a new targeted attraction we're headed for. We will rejoin the memory as we approach the American Adventure building and confirm that the show is just about to begin. We quickly put on our masks and join the group inside as they're making their way up the escalators and around to the entrance of the auditorium. It's a mostly empty show at this point in the day, so we'll take our seat maybe about 4 or 5 rows from the front and dead center. Soon, the doors close, the lights go down, and the show begins. Once it's over, though, we'll gather our things and head out down the ramp and try to figure out what we're going to do next. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family as we hear about some of the key historical moments in the great American adventure.
Is the next show at 12:30?
Nope, next one's right now at
11:45. Awesome, that's what I was hoping. Masks inside?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Real quick, before, they're already upstairs, but.
What are you doing?
They made a chocolate. Suddenly the kids turned around. Hello, thank you. So Susie, you see all the different flags? Susie, look up. From different times, different eras. And here's some American ones, the different numbers of stars. You see how the stars increased?
Towards you. Okay. This is huge.
We got plenty of space. We don't need to shove to the front. I need to ask out front and find out what's going on because I cannot find out if they're singing. So the app worked in our favor there. Walk straight in. See it?
Don't make us nervous there for a minute. It's a good thing to see this.
I don't care wherever y'all want to go. Tell you, you've never been here.
This is not the home of the president.
Magic Kingdom. Same here.
Hello everyone, at this time please turn on for silence all electronic devices. Also, if you need to exit during the show, please use the exit doors to your left. Good morning, my name is Daniel and it's my pleasure to welcome you to the American Adventure. To preserve the magic of our show, we ask that you please turn on for silence your cell phones and refrain from videotaping and flash photography. Thank you, and now we proudly present the American Adventure.
I wasn't going to videotape, but I want to get a couple of pictures.
America did not exist. 4 centuries of work, bloodshed, loneliness, and fear created this land. We built America, and the process made us Americans. A new breed, rooted in all races, stained and tinted with all colors, a seeming ethnic anarchy. Then, in a little time, we became more alike than we were different. A new society. Not great, but fitted by our very faults for greatness. Excuse me, Mr. Twain.
What's that?
Perhaps you recognize those inspiring words from one of America's great writers.
No, Dr. Franklin, I don't recall writing anything like that.
Oh, my, of course not. They're from the pen of John Steinbeck, back in the 20th century. Why, it seems he has nearly the same spirit as the founding fathers themselves.
Well, listen to the proud elder statesman.
Mr. Twain, pride is one of our national passions. Even those who overcome it are proud of their humility.
Easy now. I was born modest. Fortunately, it wore off. Dr. Franklin is our genuine American antique. I suppose our story begins with you.
Actually, it started long before even my time. It started when dreams and visions of a new world were shrouded in the myths and legends of an old world. Finally, through those early mists of uncertainty, sailed the first great adventurers. This tiny ship is the Mayflower, carrying pilgrims in search of their dream, a dream of religious freedom. So, if you'll pardon an old man's pride, for me, this is the beginning of the American adventure.
There's a land across this ocean I'm waiting to see. A land for these people who dream to be free. So stand by the mainsail, the fierce storms will race. Aloft with the mates, our King Neptune will face. You think that these landlubbers never would last. This cargo of pilgrims, 12 weeks for the mast. It's land ho, me hearties, at last we've arrived. And praise be to God, nearly all have survived. But a look o'er this wilderness brings me to dread that the first bitter winter may leave all mortal dead. They call themselves pilgrims, these poor wretched souls with a dream to be free in the new world their goal.
Yes, far from welcoming the early settlers, this land severely challenged them. It was a struggle for survival that gained but a tiny toehold in a vast, untamed wilderness. In the decades that followed, a new challenge began to emerge. We were growing more and more apart from the mother country. Passion began to govern, and she never governs wisely.
The British think it's fools we be. If they tax our trade, then our land be next, and soon all else we possess.
Hear me now. You ask defense against the French and the Indians. Should you not help pay for it?
Parliament's colonial policy is both arbitrary and unjust.
That's nonsense. The same tea that cost you 3 shillings a pound costs us 6.
First, we spoke out with our voices. Then we spoke out with action, with a growing defiance that led to the Boston Tea Party.
Hear ye! Hear ye! By royal proclamation, His Majesty King George III hereby sets...
Look at this! They're closing the harbor!
But surely we can work something out. Our king feels we've wronged him.
Your king, you Tory! Either we cut the ties with England, or we surrender our liberty!
Finally, the time had come to speak with one voice in a declaration of independence. Oh, good evening, Mr. Jefferson. Have you finished the new draft yet?
Those are new drafts all over the floor, Dr. Franklin.
It seems one stroke of this pen brings two changes from Congress. I told you John Adams should have written this.
Oh, by his own admission, you can write circles around him.
Mr. Adams has not been prisoner in this loft for 17 days. I shall continue tomorrow.
You must continue now. Thomas, it is difficult to make 13 clocks chime at the same time, but we must carefully justify this separation.
Dr. Franklin, while you slept soundly through the meeting this afternoon, we did manage to justify separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to secure these rights, governments...
Days of 76, my boys, we ever must revere, that every man take his must get up and fight for freedom dear. We'll pin the flags of the red coat ranks as Yankee volunteers. Oh, tis a great delight to march and fight, but it's getting tough, I fear.
I shan't spend another night up here.
At least you got shoes, mate. There's not a dozen left what can say that.
Ah, don't tell me, friend. Tell the good general, then. Tell him that half his camp has got typhus, smallpox, or dysentery.
And there be not a ration amongst us. Now we can forage for hickory nuts.
Aye, while the English overindulge in our Philadelphia's fine food and drink.
Tis a strange war we shoulder, George Washington. Congress sleeps warmly in York.
And the British party in Philadelphia.
And we freeze or starve to death here in Valley Forge.
The days of Valley Forge, my lords, forever we must hail. We fight the cold with rags on our feet as the lobster backs regale. But the time will come and they'll be on the run and their ships will homeward sail. Oh, it's a great delight to march and fight along the lake.
In the end, we the people prevailed and achieved perhaps our greatest dream. 13 very different colonies became the United States of America, and we were free to become an entire nation of dreamers and doers.
Westward bound, Dr. Franklin, to new frontiers.
To the age of Samuel Langhorne Clemens.
Well, I like to think Mark Twain was part of all that. Yes, sir, Dr. Franklin. You founding fathers gave us a pretty good start, don't you know? We still had some things to learn the hard way. Seems a whole bunch of folks found out we the people didn't yet mean all the people. Folks like Frederick Douglass.
Even amidst the cricket song here along Mark Twain's beloved Mississippi, I hear the noise of change and the crack of the whip. Yet, there is hope. Hope born from the words of Harriet Beecher Stowe. Uncle Tom's Cabin has given our nation a key, which can unlock the slave prison to millions. Anti-slavery is no longer a thing to be prevented. It is grown too abundant to be snuffed out.
Troublemakers like Douglass got us into this mess.
He only wanted freedom, not war.
Well, listen to my abolitionist brother.
What?
Pa, he's gonna make a real good
Dilly Yank. We got a good cause, Johnny Reb.
Quiet, both of you. You're gonna ruin Ma's birthday.
No, no. Ain't nothing gonna ruin today. We're all together. That's what counts. Now, you go ahead, Mr. Brady.
All right, everybody. Oh, real still now.
Two brothers on their way. Two brothers on their way. Two brothers on their way. One wore blue and one wore gray. One wore blue and one wore gray as they marched along their way. The fife and drum began to play all on a beautiful morning. One was gentle, one was kind. One was gentle, one was kind. One came home, one stayed behind. A cannonball don't pay no mind. A cannonball don't pay no mind if you're gentle or if you're kind. It don't think of the folks behind, all on a beautiful morning. All on a beautiful morning.
At last, the terrible Civil War ended. The time had come to rebuild our shattered nation. And a new wave of immigrants would help us do it. From around the world they came, these new Americans. 1,000 noble currents, wrote Herman Melville, all pouring into one. Seems there was a new dawn coming for the American adventure.
Enough! Enough of your words! Let your new dawn lead to the final sunset on my people's suffering. When I think of our condition, my heart is heavy. I see men of my own race treated as outlaws or shot down like animals. I hope that all of us may be brothers with one country around us and one government for all. From where the sun now stands, I will fight no more. Forever.
The wisdom of the great Chief Joseph reminded us once again of our long, painful journey through the frontiers of human liberty. Susan B. Anthony, we're still speaking out.
And why shouldn't we, Mr. Tway?
As Tom Edison says, discontent is the first necessity of progress.
Edison? Afraid I don't place the name.
Edison's that young phonograph inventor. Why, this great hall is filled with new inventions. There's Otis Elevator. Call us magnificent steam engines.
And don't forget me telephone, the true hallmark of progress.
Aha! Behold the proud Scots.
That's right. Carnegie Steel built this place.
Aye, and it'll soon build a new concert hall for New York.
Oh, Carnegie Hall, eh? It'll never last. Donating libraries. Andy, that's a grand idea.
is an age for grand ideas, an era for innovation,
a dawn for new awareness,
a time to challenge the frontiers of a new century. Yes, sir. We soared into the 20th century on the wings of invention and the winds of change. But our America, the beautiful, she was changing too. We needed people like Teddy Roosevelt and an outspoken naturalist, John Muir, to get our attention.
Beautiful. Bully, beautiful. Those falls are magnificent.
Aye, Mr. President. But it won't last if the timber thieves have their way.
John, you may be right, but the country's growth is putting a tremendous demand on our resources.
Any fool can destroy trees. Why, for more than 3,000 years, God has cared for our giant sequoias, saved them from drought, disease, avalanches, and floods. But he cannot save them from fools.
Now, John, you know I can't ask lumbering to stop completely.
All I ask is that we stop massive destruction. What will our children inherit? Seedlings?
Of course not. I realize we're not building this country for a generation alone. I know we've got to expand our parks.
Then start it here and now. Make this valley a part of Yosemite National Park.
Well, I guess we needed those national parks. Seems the simple life of my day was slipping away. Ready or not, we were soon thrust into the hectic role of a world leader and into the war to end all wars.
Non-stop hours after his departure from New York, Captain Charles Augustus Lindbergh successfully landed his Spirit of St. Louis in Paris last week. Lucky Lindy's solo flight across the Atlantic has certainly placed him among the greatest in a long line of American pioneers.
Today, October 29th, 1929, Wall Street became America's greatest wall of rubble. This stock market crash has tarnished the golden dreams of millions.
Hey, Sam, I heard tell there's New York millionaires are selling apples, too.
You mean ex-millionaires, don't you?
Hey, it looks like the storm is finally letting up. Yeah, maybe the Sunday drivers will come out hunting for gas.
Ain't many folks who pay no 18 cents a gallon.
Hey, listen, fellas, old FDR's been inaugurated.
This great nation will endure as it has endured, will revive and will prosper. So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yeah, sure hope he's right. Folks could use a little prosperity around these parts.
Yes, before this depression, we
sure had enjoyed special lessons.
Hold it.
But you I think it seems to me that we was a mighty cocky nation.
We'd begun to believe that the height of civilization was an automobile, a radio, and a bathtub. Of course, now we're a whole lot smarter. Now Congress wants to trim down the Navy so it'll fit into the bathtub, too. You know, it seems to me like we're the only nation in the world that waits till we get into the war before we start getting ready for it.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, the date of the end of history, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces.
Yes, that was dedicated to you, Rolfe. Tens of thousands of you across the face of America working tonight to keep our boys in the fight. To all of you out there, a very Merry Christmas.
Well, Rosie, think you'll ever get this old top back in the fight?
We'll sure try, Sailor. Hey, what did you fellas do? Let the whole Nazi fleet use you for target practice?
Yeah, no wonder they got us working double shifts. Great way to celebrate the holidays with our guys over there.
Cheer up, Dave. Maybe we'll all be together by next Christmas.
Oh,
Well, Mr. Twain, what do you think of our America now?
I think the Founding Fathers never dreamed of an America like this.
Of course not. We weren't dreamers. We were visionaries. That is why our Constitution withstands the rigors of time.
Easy now, Dr. Franklin. This nation's still just a youngster, don't you know? Why, some countries have been around for 50 centuries. We're barely into our third.
That's true, but look what we've accomplished in that tiny span of time.
My dear doctor, earlier you found John Steinbeck so inspiring, and he also sounded this warning. We now face the danger which in the past has been the most destructive to the human: success, plenty, comfort, and ever-increasing leisure. No dynamic people has ever survived these dangers.
I may have invented these bifocals I'm wearing, but I can assure you they are not rose-colored. Mr. Twain, the Golden Age never was the present age. But with human liberty, we can fulfill the promise and meaning of America. To everyone a chance, believed Thomas Wolfe. To all people, regardless of their birth, the right to live, to work, to be themselves, and to become whatever their visions can combine to make them. This is the promise of America. Mr. Twain, 'tis easy to see, hard to foresee, but I foresee the American adventure to continue a long, long time.
My guess is it was LeBron. It was Cavaliers. It was the Cavaliers. He played for Chicago. You want to try the place outside? I don't know.
Is there something that it says we should do right away and maybe eat afterwards? Because we could always snack.
It says to do the Grand Fiesta Tour. Three Caballeros.
Three Caballeros?
But my suggestion, yeah, and the suggestion was to get lunch at 1:40, but there's after Frozen. So I mean, we could probably do that and then go to Frozen, and then catch Grand Fiesta Tour.
Guys, we do have a lot of snacks, so we can snack. It's up to you. I mean, I'm hungry. I kind of want to eat.
Okay, so the American Smokehouse right here. What'd you guys think of that?
That was cool.
Yeah, I know. We got Simone Biles, you got the Obamas, you got all that.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting this show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.